Wait Upon the Lord, Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31. Wait Upon the Lord, episode number 1. Today is the 24th of March 2023, and I'm your host, Diane. Thanks for joining us. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. This article discusses how waiting upon the Lord can help us through difficult times. The author explains that physical rest is a natural source of strength, but that waiting upon the Lord is more than just resting. We can expect a supernaturally renewed strength from waiting upon the Lord.
Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31 speaks of this renewal. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run, and not be weary, and they shall walk, and not faint. It is a verse that allows us to gain a fuller understanding of our faith when we are facing life challenges. We can find hope in God's day and His supply of sufficiency when we need it most. The Lord calls us to wait upon Him despite our natural weaknesses, just like an eagle relies on its wings to remain in the air. The words provide a great sense of comfort and good news during times of stress. It is a reminder that the Lord will renew our strength if we put all our faith in Him. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31 says, "But those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run, and not be weary, and they shall walk, and not faint." This verse sets our eagle wings to lift us up in times of trouble. The image of eagles is used to remind us that God will give us strength and protection through difficult times. It is a reminder that no matter how hard the storm hits or how many storms come our way, God's power will always be greater than my storms. The eagle's wings represent strength and resilience in the face of adversity. This is the perfect metaphor for Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31, which speaks of Father's rescuing love, found in a gospel context. In this passage, we are encouraged to wait upon the Lord, and in so doing, experience His love and mercy. This polite deference connotes hopeful anticipation that the Lord's atoning blood will bring us deep yielding submission and fill us with joy. Elder Maxwell reminds us that when we give ourselves to the Lord, even our momentary uncertainty gives way to assurance that He will be our ensign in times of trouble. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31 in the New International Version is one of the most difficult exhortations in Scripture, instructing us to wait upon the Lord. This verse represents a pivotal life event, such as labor and childbirth, that many women experience. Giving birth can represent a struggle of their own capacities and relying on God for strength and guidance. However, this verse also contains good news. It reminds us that we are not alone in our struggles and that God will carry us through them with special blessings. The sermon of Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31 entails patience, strength, and a spiritual lifestyle. This righteous verse teaches us the necessity of waiting upon the Lord, which entails a promise of salvation and strength to all who act with courage. This verse can give courage to women facing trials and temptations, ensuring positive outcomes. We can rely on the strength of Christ and His righteous acts to give us courage in any situation. The verse also reminds us that God will provide for those who wait upon Him patiently, which can be a source of comfort in times of distress. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31 is a classic Bible verse that speaks to the power and strength of the Lord. It tells us that even though faint even youths will fail, those who wait upon the Lord will find an endless source of strength and power. We can see this in Paul's life as he was awaiting his execution in prison yet still able to review truth, despite his circumstance. We can also see this in the words of Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31, which remind us that those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles, they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. God promises to supernaturally renew our strength in Him and provide us with God-given sources of deepest strength. We can cast our weighty burdens on Him and He will give us physical rest. Jesus knows our needs before we even ask. He sets things into motion to be accomplished by His words that carry a weight and authority far beyond what we could ever imagine. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31 is an amazing reminder of God's commands that can be found in the ministry of both Isaiah and Christ. In this verse, God reminds us to wait upon the Lord. He is reminding us to meet His plan for living holy lives and walking with Him as His children. It is a reminder that in such times, everyone must bear their own burdens, yet they will not be overwhelmed because they have the Lord who carries them like eagle's wings. The message of Isaiah is clear. Wait upon the Lord. The prophet Isaiah drew on his experience as a pastor to help readers understand the prophetic book he was writing. He included,
"...nearby nations like Israel and Judah, and our Muslim brothers and sisters," in his message. Pastor Drew Hunter further explains that Isaiah used the image of an eagle to represent God's care for his people, and for those nations like Egypt who were not part of his chosen family. In the passage, Isaiah is telling them to wait upon the Lord, in order to gain strength. He was writing this message approximately 40 years into the four different kings that reigned at the time in Israel. Isaiah was warning them about trusting in their own strength and not God's, as God is our ultimate refuge and strength.
This has been Wait Upon the Lord, Episode 1. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.